We know that it's time to be focused on the fall lawn feeding, but what about our fall gardens? Joining us live is WTOP garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Mike Moss here mentioned it. It's fall. We're talking about fall already. It's still summer, but we got to start focusing on gardening now.
When the kids go back to school, typically is when the second season of gardening begins. And if you know a couple of tricks and you're willing to put the work in, you can grow the equivalent of a summer garden again between now and December.
All right, you trickster, get us ready. What do we do?
Clear a nice spot of land, plants that are all ratty looking or done for the summer. Clear it nice and level. Really saturate the soil, which should not be a problem right around now. And then sow lettuce, spinach, or mixed greens, or arugula, but sow the seeds really thickly as you can afford to, almost like you're growing a lawn. And then just cover that with a little bit of seed starting mix and mist it. In about 5 days, the little plants will come up. And you can begin cutting those for salads as soon as they're a few inches tall, and they will regrow from their roots. This is the cut-and-come-again style of growing salad greens. And if you think about it, these are the most expensive items in the produce section, those little baby greens and the clamshells.
Right.
Very easy for you to grow at home. And if you don't have it in hand, it is time to get garlic for fall planting. Garlic has to be planted in the fall, but it practically grows itself, and you harvest it in late June when there's still plenty of time to put new things in the garden. It really occupies that garden space over the winter, and there's nothing that tastes as good as fresh homegrown garlic.
Really?
All right. I'll take your word for it. I don't know if I'll ever actually
Absolutely.
Get around to doing it, but I'll take your word for it.
I've got a house full of it now, and I'm getting ready to plant some more.
Well, he's trying to keep the angel of death away. That's what that's all about.
It's well.
Aren't we all?
Dual purpose. What about dying branches, stuff that's dead over the summer?
Anytime you see a dead branch on a tree or even a shrub, it should be removed. Absolutely. As soon as you see it dead or dying or covered with mold or fungus. But you shouldn't be pruning any healthy wood. This is the time of year to hide the pruners from helpful spouses because they can do a lot of damage pruning when plants are ready to go dormant. But you're absolutely right. Dead wood goes the minute you notice it and you have the time to get rid of it.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday. WTOP's garden editor, Mike McGrath.